I believe they could sing if they get an organ player. I feel like I have feasted already this morning. Listening to these young preachers has let me know that we're still in good hands, because God is raising up for only what He knows the future holds. So I thank Him for how I've already been charged and challenged. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. We'll read two verses, 34 and 35. They say there's three things hard to do in life. One is to climb a fence leaning to you. The other is to kiss a girl leaning from you. And the third one is to preach last in a morning camp meeting just before eating. Now, I've tried two of those. None of your business. They're talking about the weather. I found out when I moved to Alabama how to know what the weather is. It works 100% of the time. You just get you a big old rock and put it out on your front yard right at the door. Get up every morning, go out there. If it's wet, it's raining. If it's hot, then temperature's high. If it's cold, it's going to be cool. And if it's snow, you're in the wrong state. But we'll just take what the Lord gives us this week. Amen? Amen. Let's read verse 34 and verse number 35. The Bible said, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them." Wow. "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." I want to preach this morning on what I call worlds apart. Wow. That Jesus brings together so that he can show us things in one that is found in the other. The parables, of course, are many in the New Testament. We could speak of the well-known ones, the prodigal son, the Good Samaritan, the lost sheep, the seed, the soil, and the sower, the treasure, or the pearl of great price. But these parables, as the word parable means, is to take different objects or different worlds and throw them down, analyze them and compare them to see what you could not see, to hear what you could not hear unless Jesus had revealed this unto you in these short earthly stories. Jesus' purpose is not bedtime stories to put you to sleep. It's not entertaining stories to amuse us. It's not even intriguing stories to captivate us. But he is telling us life-changing stories. Now think of it as, in this matter of worlds apart brought together, we have a set of twins, Ayla and Aisley. They're 11 years old, but up until they were 8 years old, I could not tell them apart or distinguish one from the other while they were out playing. I would have to have them come up to me and stand in front of me, side by side. And there I could see the likenesses, and there I could see the distinctions of these two. So it is with the Lord. He's going to take all of these worlds and lay them down so that we can see what we need to see. I want to mention, by way of introduction, four worlds in these parables that we see. The first one is very evident. It's the one that he works with primarily. It is what we call the natural world. It is the physical world. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 said, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Jesus reaches in to the world that we know, the world that we are a part of, the world that we were born into, just as natural as this world is. So are we. And he begins to speak about this world as God has created it. He speaks of it as we experience it. It is not a make-believe world of science fiction. There's no fairy tales in his parable. These parables are true to life in nature. No flying dragons, no monsters, no Lord of the Rings or Star Wars, no ETs or Narnia. It's just everyday living in everyday life. In other words, he just reaches into the ordinary. He tells these stories out of ordinary places with ordinary people. Ordinary predicaments, so that we who are ordinary can relate to them. We have seen them and we see them. And these parables he gives us because he wants us to pause for a moment. I'm talking about in the natural. It sometimes can be so spiritual that we forget to focus on the natural. And here it is that Jesus begins. He begins right where you are. He begins in these stories right with what you are going through right now. Wanting you to look deeper into what you're looking at and to see more closely what you are seeing in these natural parables. My heart has swelled up in me as I began to take a moment to muse or maybe even to wallow in the blessing of the natural. Thinking about all of its beauty, all of its awe, and all of its wonder. The parable of people, the parable of particulars, the parable of individuals, the parable of animals, the parable of birds and sheep and hens and swines and stones and serpents and fruit and sun and rain and coins and pearls and treasures, the parable of roads from Jerusalem and to Jericho and of homes and temples and fields and vineyards and so on. Jesus wanting them to focus. First of all, he said, I'm going to give you a parable. But the first world we got to deal with is the world you know, the world that you are living in, where you are at, and with what you are experiencing. I'm so thankful to being a part of this world. I'm glad he made me physically in creation. But I'm so thankful for the part of this world that I've been able to enjoy. The grandeur, the beauty, as I say. For some, the Grand Canyon. You ever been there? Raise your hand. Isn't that spectacular? God made that. The Niagara Falls. Anybody been there? Raise your hand. Isn't that beautiful? God make it. The Blue Ridge Mountains, has anybody ever been there? We remarked yesterday as we pulled in how beautiful these grounds look nestled in these little hills here. What splendor it is. Or to look at to be able to see the Redwood National Forest or Yellowstone. We were privileged just recently to go to Ireland and these different beautiful wonders of God, which are the reality. The first thing is the reality of this world, the ordinary. He comes to speak of the ordinary. He has to, because that's all we understand, because we are ordinary. And aren't you glad he speaks your language? He talks of what you know and what you can relate to. And I'm so thankful for that, because every word that God has ever spoken to us, he has spoken to us on the level that we know something about. These parables, these worlds that he brings together, lays them, as the word parable means, side by side, that we might be able to see one and the other, deals first of all with the natural world, the world that you're in right now. But secondly, I would emphasize to you that these worlds apart, not only in these parables deal with the natural world, but they deal with the spiritual world. The spiritual world. It is the natural world, and in this natural world, that Jesus uses in these parables, that he reveals everything that we know about the spiritual world. It's not when you get to heaven that you're going to know about heaven. You're going to have to find out about heaven down here. The realm of the spiritual found out in the natural. And who else to tell us of the comparison than Jesus himself? No one knew the natural like Jesus knew it. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He knows the natural. He made it all. He pointed it out to those and to us in the parables in details. No one could question his observation and understanding of the physical. He became physical, thank God. While I'll tell you, born into this world, he became a part of this world, the natural. But yet he had created this world, which is the physical. Oh, he knew the natural, but thank God he also knew the spiritual. Because he was God, as I say, manifested in the flesh. One writer said the world of nature came from and is sustained by the hand of him who wrought creation and with the same hand wrought salvation. Therefore, we could expect to find a unity and analogy running through the both of them. Because God, Jesus, took the DNA of the heavenly and put it in the earthly, so that you and I in the earthly could look into the earthly and see the heavenly in its reflection. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night uttereth knowledge. God giving us the natural so that through his word he could reveal the supernatural. God letting us know and experience the earthly so that in the earthly we might see the heavenly. To know that there is a physical birth. But in analyzing that physical birth, we can also know that there is a spiritual birth. It is here on earth that we can see so much about what is in the spiritual world. He brings together the natural and he brings together that which is spiritual. Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made, even his eternal God power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He noticed everywhere Jesus looked, he saw in the earthly a heavenly aspect. All around him, when he looked at the salt, he thought about light. When he spoke of a house or of a door, bread and sheep and shepherds and temples and vines and seeds and oils and farmers and weddings and so on. He was not just seeing the natural. He wanted us to see that there's more to this world to be seen than this world. There is a heavenly factor to it. The world of the spiritual being laid down beside the world of the natural. Because it was in the natural, he saw the Word of God. In the natural, he saw the way to heaven. In the natural, he saw his own sacrifice. In the natural, he saw the family of God. In the natural, he saw the soul of man. In the natural, he saw heaven. Because the word parable means to throw alongside and look at two things side by side, seeing one into another. He was actually seeing eternity in time in the parables. But I want to say to you, if you're going to see, if you're going to be, as we have sung and preached already this morning about that other world, you're going to have to find out about it in this world. And aren't you glad that you can know and experience the glories of another world in this world if you can see it? And Jesus saw it. Looking through his eyes, you could see at the same time this world and that world. Aren't you glad you don't have to wait till you get to that world to experience it? And I'm going to tell you, for 52 years, I've been experiencing that world in this world. I often say, and I believe it to be true, if you're waiting till you get to heaven, you ain't going to heaven. Because, honey, you can find out heaven is right here. That same Spirit, that same truth, that same God, those same attributes can be seen and known right here where we're at. If they can be brought together and you can look through the eyes of the Son of God, you can thank God for the natural and the spiritual at the same time. I'm glad I had a physical birth, but I'm glad I had a spiritual birth. Everything in this world spoke of something in another world that we could see. He's bringing worlds that are apart together so that we could see them. Now thirdly, not only do we see the natural, physical, not only do we see the spiritual or that other world, but actually in these parables, we catch glimpses of ourselves. Matter of fact, the parable's no good to you unless you see yourself in that parable. In other words, we are all individual worlds, are we not? And if you look into each one of these parables, if you will look close, you'll not only see the physical world and the natural world, you find you in your own personal world. You may be the sheep that is lost. You may be the boy that is in the far country. You may be the father that is waiting on the son. But if you will look into that parable, you will find yourself in some fashion or some way. You will be the foolish or you will be the wise. You will be the one that built your house upon the sand, or you will be the one that built your house upon the rock. You will be the soil that will not produce or the soil that will produce. But you will find yourself. I mean, we notice that in this world, there is another world. But neither world means anything if you can't find your relationship to both those worlds. But I'm glad when I read this Bible one day, when it really gripped me, I found out that book was talking about me. I saw myself in Genesis. I've seen myself in Revelation. I've seen myself in everywhere in between. It has made application to my world, to my life, to what I am going through. It is that word that includes every one of your worlds. And Jesus is speaking to those. Because he wants there to be not only a revelation, but an application. I want you to hear what I'm saying, because I want you to see yourself in this world of parables. Because you are in there. Someone has called Jesus the great contemporary because the central idea and teachings of the parables touch very closely the some dominating interest of every generation with unfailing timeliness. These parables worked in that day if you saw yourself in them. But those same parables work in this day if you see yourself in them. He has given these parables to be inclusive for every one of us. Yes, sir. Had a fella one day, I was doing some work at his house. He said, "Brother Dane, I want you to watch this." And he had a little poodle dog. He took it over to a little hall that went down through the middle of his house, bedrooms on each side, bathroom. There was a mirror on that wall, full-length mirror. He took that poodle over there, and he turned it toward that mirror, and it started growling. He set it down on that hardwood floor, and I'm going to tell you, it was mad. It was clawing. It couldn't get momentum because of the slickness of that floor. So it just, I mean, he was moving as fast as it could, and finally, about the middle of the hall there, it had picked up full momentum and slid right into that mirror, planning on eating up that dog that it sees. He chuckled and I laughed. I know Peter wouldn't appreciate that. Picked the dog back up and took it back to down the hall, and a minute or two he turned around and showed it to the mirror again, and it did the same thing. But you know why it did? It never did know that he was the dog in the mirror. Had it ever dawned on him who that was, it could have saved him a lot of pain running into that mirror. And can I say to you what these parables and what this Bible is all about is you and I being able to see ourselves in the different perspectives of which Jesus speaks those parables and know, hey, I'm in there. Amen. And while you're in this world, it'll help you adjust to another world because you can see the relationship of it. Bringing worlds together. The natural world, the spiritual world, and your world. We've got 13 grandyoungins, and from time to time I've taken one of them, and especially, you know, 2 or 3 months old, you can hold it up in front of a mirror. And you can just tell by its movement that it doesn't know who's in the mirror. But then there comes that day at about 16 years old, somewhere around there. It'll look in the mirror and it realizes, hey, that's me. And it'll start waving and making actions and imitation because it sees itself. The Lord has given these parables for you and I this week to see ourselves. Amen. Bringing worlds together to see reflections and truths, natural world, spiritual world, and then, of course, your world. But I wouldn't leave this without giving you the most important word. And that is that eternal world. Because what I have found in every parable, you're going to find the divine. Yes, sir. You're not only going to see the natural and the spiritual and the personal, but the real emphasis is to find God in there somewhere. Because He's always the help in every circumstance. He's always your help. In this world, He's the one that He wants you to see. And so it is in there. In each one of these parables, I challenge you to look at them. You're going to find God the Father, or you're going to find God the Son, or you're going to find God the Spirit. Sometimes you'll find all three of them in there. But they are in the parables trying to get your attention because that's the most important aspect. This Bible has many books in it. It has many pages, many chapters, many verses. But I'm going to tell you something. If all you get out of this is the black and white print, it ain't going to help you a bit. Because you're going to have to see the one this Bible is written about. Jesus is the one who surfaces in all of these parables. He's the sower. He's the rock on which the house is built. He's the sacrifice in the story of the prodigal son. He's the father in the prodigal son. He's the Holy Ghost sweeping for the coin. He is the father that feeds the sparrows and clothes the lilies. He is the thief that comes at night. He's the bridegroom that's coming for his bride. He's the owner of the field. There will be a revelation of who he is in these parables, a portrait of himself. We see him in his patience in the parable of the debtors. We see him in his compassion in the parable of the good Samaritan. We see his love in the parable of the son. He is the king, the nobleman, the master, the host, the husbandman, the shepherd of the sheep. He's the vine, the door, the bread, the water. In this world, he is bringing together in the parables, he is bringing together the natural, the spiritual, the personal, and thank God, the eternal, revealing himself. Seeing everything through the eyes of Christ and seeing Christ through the parable. Because it is in these parables we see our surroundings. We see ourselves, and all ultimately we see our Savior. Bringing all worlds together, bringing all worlds together. If you can see it, but it's only for those who can see it that he reveals it to. Bringing all worlds together to reveal himself. So that when you walk away, you say, I saw the Lord. Yeah. Aren't you glad for the times when you've looked out upon His creation and in the freshness of what He has made in this world, you realize there's another world. And then you park and say, thank God I'm a part of both worlds. And I'm glad, Lord Jesus, that I know You and I'm coming to Your world. I'm a part of the eternal, all brought together in what He points out in these divine parables. Jesus wants you to see that there's more to be seen in life than what you're seeing, if you can see it. Optical illusions. Remember when they came out with those paintings? Sort of boring just to look at them. It's just a redundant repetition of the same thing. Anybody ever see those optical illusions? Boat, 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 boat. 10,000 boats on the same picture. Or trains. Or fish. It's all the same. But they said, if you will stand and stare, look stupid. Because everybody else is wondering as they pass by, what's that idiot doing? Can't he see? It's 10,000 fish. What, is he counting them? But you have to focus on that. And then they say what happens is you're actually, there's something happens to your focus. It's an unnatural focus. You can feel it. I felt it. Me and my wife got to competing to see if we could see something because everybody else said they was. And she was looking at one with trains. And then all of a sudden I heard her say, oh, I see it now. Oh, it was killing me. So I stood there for 35 minutes looking at fish. And you have to focus on natural. And all of a sudden, it was as if I stepped off into another world. I saw the clouds, I saw the blue sky, I saw the sun, I saw the boats and the ships and the sailboats, and I saw some fish jumping out of the water and the docks, and I mean, you see little kids running along the docks and everything. I mean, it's amazing what's inside. I don't know how they do that, but you can't see it like you normally look. You got to look and focus in an unnatural way. I'm going to tell you something. In this old world, it just looks like everyday mundane things that we're all going through that happens. I mean, Jesus is talking everyday natural stuff that people's heard about all their lives and expected. But He said, if you'll just stand back and look through My eyes in an unnatural, supernatural way, you'll be able to step off in this world in to another world and see things you've never seen before. I'm bringing the worlds together so you can see eternity in time, heaven on earth, the spiritual and the physical. Kind of like a pond. You ever been in a pond on a still day, no wind blowing, and it's like glass. And you stand there and look at it, and you can see the water's clear, the fish and things in that pond. But yet at the same time, it's almost like a mirror. That world shows you all the world around it. I can stand there and look in that world, and while I'm looking at fish, I can still see trees and sky and sun. Looking down, I can see up. Huh? Looking in, I can see out. Looking at this, I can see all that. But he said, how come y'all come together and sing and shout and dance about? Because we're seeing more than this. We're seeing that through this. bring all the worlds together, Brother Rod, at the same time. We can enjoy this, man. I'm enjoying this. But in the midst of this, I'm enjoying that. And I'm putting myself right in the middle of it. And it seems like he's the focus. Parables. Throw things down and compare them, seeing one and the other. Jesus bringing worlds together to show us the natural, the spiritual, the personal, and the eternal. And it calls us to sing. This is my Father's world. Aren't you glad it is? And to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings. The glories of his sphere. Jesus never looked at anything here. What, he didn't see something there? But he said, I just want you to see it like I see it.
Yes, sir.
And then you can enjoy it all.
Amen.
This is my Father's world. You know, the other side of that is to live in this world, and all you ever see and experience is this world. The atheist. The evolutionists, the Marxists. No wonder they're all mad. If all you saw was this world, you'd get mad. Huh? If all you saw was the natural that Jesus is pointing out, you wouldn't understand it. It'd make you mad. This world's mad. I see more than just life. I see eternal life. I see more than just a sheep. I see the child of God. Parable. Worlds brought together to show you himself.